This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Today is the first day of classes for more than 300,000 Chicago public school students. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka spoke to some kids getting ready for the big day this weekend.
Layla Vance is starting ninth grade at Bronzeville Academy. She visited a Southside back-to-school fair with her mom this weekend to get some new swag.
Yeah, I'm going to get a backpack. Probably red. Definitely red.
What are you most excited about going back to school?
Making new friends and getting more education and getting more familiar with new stuff.
Vance is also pumped for her reading class after a summer filled with reading The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. On the Savchenka, the WBEZ News.
Chicago public school students will be greeted by hot temperatures as they return to class today. A heat wave is expected through Wednesday. All CPS classrooms are supposed to have air conditioning, but cooling can be uneven in school buildings. CPS is canceling all outdoor athletic events today and tomorrow. Officials say recess and PE will be held indoors if the heat is excessive. Illinois Democrats are targeting swing states now that they've gone home from the Democratic National Convention. Illinois is seen as a safely Democratic state, so some of the state's top Democrats say it's time to talk to people in Wisconsin and Michigan. Here's Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton.
No one thinks that this is just something that we can do right here in Illinois. We have to get up, get out, and engage with voters.
Stratton says she's going door knocking after a brief post-DNC rest. State Senator Jacqueline Collins has a similar plan.
Probably travel to Wisconsin to knock on some doors or do a phone bank. Wherever I'm needed, I'm willing to work and hit the streets.
Volunteers will likely target independents and registered Democrats who do not vote frequently. And now that the DNC is over, the focus for some organizations is getting young people out to vote. Jamila Woods, a Chicago musician, poet, and singer, is among the high-profile locals who are part of the effort. She spoke at Into Action 2024, a large-scale pop-up of arts and culture around the DNC. She said young people should focus on their communities, not just on candidates.
It feels like elections operate. It's like you can kind of coast by and just be like, whose speech do I like? Versus looking at actually, what is it that your communities need?
Woods is going on tour this fall and will be performing at a Second City celebration of youth mentors September 17th. Northwestern University received a $26 million grant from the National Science Foundation. The money will go toward launching a new engineering research center. The new center will focus on developing robot hands that move and act like human hands. The center will be called Human Augmentation Via Dexterity, or HAND for short. Researchers are tasked with creating robot hands capable of human-like grasping, equipped with fine motor skills and hand-eye coordination. That's something that's been really hard to achieve with current technology. University leaders say they hope to improve manufacturing, healthcare, and the handling of precious or dangerous materials. Researchers say the robot hands could also benefit people with motor impairments. Some other things you should know today. The former sheriff's deputy who fatally shot Springfield resident Sonia Massey is due in court today. A Sangamon County judge is expected to set a trial date for Sean Grayson, who was charged with first-degree murder. Grayson was responding to Massey's 911 call last month when he shot her in the face after an argument over boiling water. He has pleaded not guilty and remains in jail. The Chicago Transit Authority has increased scheduled bus service on 11 routes. Yesterday's jump in service comes as the CTA works to return to pre-pandemic service levels. Transit officials credit the increased service to their recruitment and hiring work. The agency says ridership has climbed on lines that have and have not received additional buses. Today's weather, we're expecting excessive heat today and tomorrow. Both days, temperatures will climb to 95 degrees. The National Weather Service expects heat index values to be as high as 107 degrees today and 110 degrees tomorrow. The Weather Channel recommends drinking plenty of water, staying out of the sun, and checking in on your neighbors today. That's it for now. Coming up later today, Silver Fork is a free 7-week culinary readiness program at the Center on Halsted. It helps people in need prepare for future work opportunities in the industry, and we'll hear from one of the chef instructors today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.